Hi, this is Janine Betts, and I invite you to join me on a journey where I help 100 women earn an income online. I wanted to talk to all you ladies out there who are contemplating, how do I build passive income? I want to tackle this internet marketing world. There are people making money on there. I just don't know where to start. How do I mitigate my risk? How do I know what are the right steps to take? Because I've been there. And let's be honest, in a lot of ways, I'm still there. There is so much untapped potential and information on how to make money online that a lot of us either get scammed, which has happened to me in the past, unfortunately, or we have these unrealistic expectations because there's so many gurus out there who are, you know, spouting these stories of you only need to work in your pajamas for 10 minutes a day and you'll make $1 million in a week. Disclaimer. And we buy into that lie. We buy into the mentality of, I don't have to do a whole lot of hard work in order to achieve my results. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is just a blatant lie. You know, we're kidding ourselves if we think that you don't need to have or put any effort into any type of business that you're doing, especially when you're competing online, which is extremely competitive. It's funny. I come across so many people in network marketing who are brand new, who are just starting out, and they don't believe, many of them, not everybody, but a lot of women out there don't believe they should have to spend any kind of money to join a business opportunity and start a business. I'm a former school teacher. I used to teach high school students and junior high students, and that mentality makes me cry because it tells me that at the end of the day, our kids aren't being taught proper business and life skills to begin with, let alone the other issues. I'm not going to get into that. But that does, it makes me sad. How can you realistically, like if you're going to go get a franchise, for example, you're going to spend at least, for the most part, $100,000 or more. That's for sure. We know, I think a McDonald's franchise is about $1 million. It's very high. Tim Hortons in Canada is about 500,000. And the amount of time it takes for you to get a return is several years. But there are people out there who have this kind of income that they can invest. They want to invest in a franchise. So their mentality is not one of, well, I want to have a McDonald's, but I don't want to pay for it. So I find it a little bit funny and a little bit silly that people drag that type of mentality to the network marketing space. I believe that part of the fault, part of the blame to that mentality is just people who, number one, don't know what they're doing. Those stories of people who've said, I was broke, I was living on the streets, and my MLM saved my life, and it did it in 30 days. Those are great stories. Those are fantastic stories, but those are not everybody else's stories. And what happens with network marketing in particular, I find this in internet marketing too, with affiliate marketing, those fantastic stories, we believe that those are the norm. We believe that the 97% in network marketing who never see a dime and spend more money on the products that they have to maintain to get their commissions, we believe that those fantastic stories like that are truth, are the reality, and they're not. So many of us get fed the wrong type of information, the wrong type of expectation from day one, that a lot of us don't know where to start or how to start when it comes to making money online. And in my own personal experience, what I found was, myself included, I overcomplicated the process. You know, there's so many options out there on what you can do and how you can build an income online. And I would see these amazing success stories of people who are bringing in income. And it could be $500 a month. It could be $5,000 a month or $50,000 a month. It doesn't matter. I would see these stories and I would go, wow, so-and-so is doing that. That's awesome. I wonder what they're doing. You know, I'm trying I'm trying network marketing. I'm trying affiliate marketing. Nothing's working. What am I doing wrong? And I had this really powerful epiphany the other day. So when it comes to, you know, how people are making money online, and here's the funny part, guys, this epiphany is so simplistic in its own right. You're going to hear it and you're going to go, seriously, Janine, like that's your big aha moment. Just give me a moment here, right? We're all on a journey. We're all trying to figure out how we can live in this world that's tough. We all have bills to pay. They come in whether we like it or not. And we've got to figure out how to make ends meet. And so many people live paycheck to paycheck as a result. Oftentimes it's because, you know, most people don't live within their means, but a lot of it also has to do with the fact that life is expensive. It's not cheap. And, you know, I see so many people working two jobs or three jobs like I did when I first started out, you know, fresh out of university. And what am I doing? I'm working a full-time teaching job, a 5-day a week, 5-hour a day receptionist job, and I'm running my own tutoring business because we couldn't make ends meet. Thank goodness we did not have children. I don't know how that would have worked out. So when it comes to the aha moment, it was me, first of all, overcomplicating the process. And it was really recognizing and looking to people and going, what on earth are they doing that's making them so successful? They were searching inward. They were looking to themselves, figuring out, okay, what skills do I have? And what am I good at? What do I love to talk about forever that I'd never get bored of? And could I teach it to someone? This is something I highly encourage you think about. And if you're in a place where you don't feel like you have any skills, then you might be in a mental block like I was. For the longest time, I thought to myself, well, I mean, I haven't done anything fancy or special. I mean, I run. I can sing. I used to sing. I don't sing anymore, though. I can play the piano, but I haven't played in years, so I can't really teach something that I'm not really good at anymore. I can eat, I can watch TV, but those aren't skills. What do I pick? What do I choose? And I was stuck in that mentality for a very long time. Actually, I was stuck in it for, a good, almost a year. Almost an entire year. I couldn't see my own skill set. The way that you can get out of that is get somebody else to recognize what you're good at and determine if it's true. Do you feel like it's, do you agree with them? That's a really good way. But if you're in that blocked place, it will take some time. You will get out of it. All I can urge you to do is if you're stuck there like I was, keep growing, keep learning, stay around positive people. For the love of Pete, stay around positive people. They are going to be your saving grace. And don't fear, my friends. You will get out of that. You won't stay stuck there forever. I can promise you that. So once you've figured out what skill it is that you're really good at, that's what you go and you teach. This is what's happening in network marketing, for example. This is what happens in affiliate marketing. This is what happens to people who just make an income online. They find something they're really good at, and look, it can be something as simple and as silly as it sounds as goat farming. Dana Derricks, he is a very funny guy. If you've never heard of him, I highly encourage you go check his stuff out. He built his empire on goat farming. And I'm not kidding. He's known as a goat farmer. They farm goats. They raise goats on their farm. He does a lot of other stuff, but it can be a simple skill like that. Don't overestimate what you're capable of teaching that somebody else wants to have. And here's the really cool part. At the end of the day, no matter where you are in your skill set, there's always somebody who knows less and understands less and is capable of less in that skill and want to learn from you. You can always teach somebody else if you're growing. And that's the thought I wanted to leave you guys with today. Don't, you know, that is really the epiphany. Think about this. Think about what skill can you offer? What is your to go back to the other podcast, what is your superpower? You have one. Trust me. This is how you can make an income by what you've learned, your experience. So for me, you know, and it was funny too, because I had to search inward. And then I looked at my job history and I figured, okay, what have I done in the past that I'm good at that people would want as a skill? And I got the opportunity to work for a sales and marketing firm when I was, when the economy crashed in 2008 and I had nowhere to turn in terms of teaching jobs because no one was retiring. I took a stab at sales because other teachers had said sales was a natural, it was a good fit. And I got the opportunity to work in a startup environment. I got the opportunity to correct a bunch of records in a CRM. If you don't know what CRM is, it's customer relationship management, like a tool called Salesforce, if you guys use that during in your business or in your day job. I've been able to, you know, reorganize pieces like that and grab the right information to make a decision. I've helped multinational companies, global companies, generate leads to make, you know, a huge sales pipeline. Like, I've done those things. These are skills that I can teach that other people will want. So when you think of the process of how do I make passive income online, it's going to start with you. At the end of the day, people are going to want to learn from you because of who you are. This is the cool thing. If your skill, let's say, is teaching piano and somebody else's skill is teaching piano, I can tell you this, you two will have very different customers. And the reason you're going to have very different customers is one of you is always going to be providing more value. So you want to outvalue, first of all, your competition. Give more things away for free. Don't be cheap, right? Be the most expensive and out-deliver in value. That's something that, if that's all you remember from today's podcast, I urge you to take away. Don't ever take a race to the bottom. Nobody wins in a race to the bottom. Nobody wins when they're the cheapest. So be the most expensive and offer the most value. So if you have two piano teachers, one's going to offer more value. But let's pretend that they both offer tremendous value and they're both expensive. What's going to differentiate the customers? The know, like, and the trust factor. There are people who have built a successful income online. I know them. And I guess you could say I trust them because I can see their results and the testimonials that they have from other people. But I don't like them. That sounds a little harsh maybe, but if you don't like somebody, typically, even if they're successful at what they do, you're not going to invest with them. And I do have good examples of people who have made multiple six figures online, and I know who they are, and I trust them in the sense of the results. But I don't like them. I don't like their style. They're not bad people, but just the way they go about it, their story to me, it doesn't connect. It doesn't resonate. And because of that, I'll probably never buy something from them. And there's nothing wrong with that. So at the end of the day, you are going to be the differentiator, my friend. Your skill set, your story, people will know you, like you, and trust you for who you are. Your upbringing, how you look at the world, how you see things. The fact is, like, take my example here. In network marketing, I believe that you don't have to be a product of your product. That's very, I'm going to use Steve Larson's word here, prolific. You know, I'm setting my flag in the ground and I am telling you, I don't believe you need to be a product of the product. Now that's going to attract certain people to me who believe the same thing. And they go, yeah, I don't love my product in the sense of I'm not going to die for it, but I love to help people. I love the sales process. That's what I love. And there are going to be people who go, absolutely not. You absolutely need to be a product of the product. If you're not a product of the product, you're a hypocrite. And that's okay. Those people aren't my tribe. Those people are not the people that I want as my customers. There's nothing wrong with that. The clearer you get on who you are, is the clearer you're going to be able to serve your customer. That is the thought I wanted to share with you today. Have an awesome day, guys. I will see you soon.